This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Wow, what's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Heard more Good Cop today with Omar. I mean, if you didn't know any better, now we know this is lying season for Omar, but if you didn't know any better and just listened to that, you might think that not only will Pickens be back in 2025, but there's a pretty good chance he gets an extension here. He wants to be great, and he wants to be great here, and Omar and the Steelers agree with that. They see the same things.
Yeah, I think that's what, assuming that we just take it at face value, knowing, though, that it is lying season for Omar, I think that's what a receiver might say when he might be self-aware enough to know that the end of the season was not a good look for him with most of the organization, even though the head coach largely made excuses for him towards the end. And that when his head is, and when he's cooled off and not as emotional in the moment, he might know that it's a good thing to say to this organization, I really want to be great. I love you guys. We had a fight 3 months ago or 2 months ago or whatever it is, but now I'm better. Like, I think that's all that is. I would be very surprised still if George Pickens got another contract here. I'm not going to say shocked, because you would go, shocked, Malzi. I'm going to say I would be very surprised.
But that's not you. That's not you offering up an opinion on what happens to him in the next couple of months.
I think he's probably going to be back.
So that sets up like the dreaded scenario, yes, that all of Steelers media, yes, has said this would be the Steelers making a very dumb decision to bring back George and to have an unhappy George. And a George who is in the last year of his contract and feels like he's not being respected by the team or treated fairly by the team. It's an unbelievably inflated opinion of himself. He basically goes on social media every year after the Pro Bowl gets announced and is pissed off that he's not considered one of the elite wide receivers in the game. And so now it's time for the Steelers to actually show him how they feel about him. And if they pass up on that opportunity, I highly doubt he's going to handle it the way that Najee did this year. I give Najee credit for the way he went about his business, because he, I think, convinced himself after watching other running backs get paid, hey, I actually might go into free agency and get some money if I have a good year.
I mean, I don't know about that. I think Najee still deep down understood what the landscape still looked like for most running backs. I think George looks at the landscape for wide receivers and says, I can get paid. Like, I should get paid. I'm better than God. Like, is he better
than... And I shouldn't have to wait. Right. I shouldn't have to sing for my supper.
Is he better than, like, Khalil Shakir?
No, because he's not consistent like Shakir is, even though I think Shakir...
If you put him on the Buffalo Bills, would he have better numbers than Khalil Shakir? I think he would.
He should, Chris, but they're also the team that said, you know what, we don't want to put up with Diggs, even though Diggs is like one-tenth the issue that Pickens is.
He's a better player than Shakir, and he sees Shakir get Now, granted, it's only 32 guaranteed, but sign a $15 million average annual value deal. He's probably like, I'm better than that guy.
He probably thinks he's twice as good as him.
Well, he has
that amount of talent. He probably has that amount of talent in his pinky. The problem is he has a funny way of showing it sometimes.
By not showing it?
Yes.
You say, like, Chris, that's bringing up, saying he'll be back just to play out this year is bringing up the nightmare scenario Steelers writers and beat writers have been warning us about. What did I say earlier in the show? I am always worried that they're going to do the worst possible thing.
Even though they have a winning record every year.
Yes, again, very curious that you're the person touting that as a reason I shouldn't be so mean to them. On certain fact,
well, because when you say, but when you say it that way, like it's a Murphy's Law thing, it does sound like you're talking about the Pirates, where it's like, man, they're always going to find a way to screw up a one car funeral.
I mean, I think if they bring George,
they've got
back,
one of the highest winning percentage in sports over the last 10
years.
This
is a funny bit, though. I should keep doing this just because it'll force you to keep kind of saying nice things about them, which I know is just like twisting a knife into your own stomach. I think that they would be making a massive mistake if they overinflate their own ability, and this would be Mike inflating his own ability to keep George in line. He would say, no, we finally got through to him. He realizes he does have to kind of prove it this year, that it's not just going to be handed to him, contract-wise, I mean. And I think that it's like taking an aim in flame or whatever, and here's the wick an inch away at all times, and if you bump your hand over to it for more than a second, that wick gets lit, and everything blows up. I think that's what they would be doing. It'd be just holding that lit flame right there.
I think there's very little disagreement among fans. I don't often like to talk about topics where everybody pretty much has the same opinion because it's just an echo chamber. But I think, I mean, fans are free to correct me and tell me I'm wrong. They do all the time. Do Steelers fans want to give George an extension? No. Do Steelers fans want to trade George? Not really. Okay, so if you're keeping him and he's not on extension, are you confident that it's going to work out? No. And I would say the vast majority of Steelers fans are in that boat. I mean, if you gave Steelers fans two options and you eliminated the lame duck thing, and it's either sign him to an extension or trade him, I do think most fans would say trade him if they had to pick one or the other.
I think probably polling there at like 85%, probably.
But I also think... And I hear this, but I don't agree with it. The like, well, if we trade this guy and we're only getting picks back, we've made our wide receiver room worse. And it sucked last year. So we don't want to take steps backward at wide receiver. We want to take steps forward. What it would do is it would force them to draft a wide receiver high. And it would also force them to sign a wide receiver in free agency. They'd have to address the position twice.
Well, unless because they could just draft Ashton Jeanty and convert him to wide receiver.
Because, well, you said on the air he just has very good pass-catching skills. That there's a Marshall Faulk in there somewhere. A Marshall Faulk.
Marshall Faulk,
LaDainian Tomlinson, and Larry Centers all rolled into one. Christian McCaffrey in there, too.
Let's not sully the name of Larry Centers, the greatest there ever was at catching passes out of the back.
Donnie, field. I'll just ask you the questions. Do you think the Steelers will trade George Pickens?
I'm starting to think no.
Do you think they will sign him to an extension?
So, in the next thing you're going to say, if I say no, how do we expect him to play a lame duck year? Which I will also agree with you and say they're going to run into an abundant amount of issues with him if they don't do that.
So,
I think they should at least pursue a trade if they aren't fully committed. It's one or the other.
But how
because
could
he
you
is
be
not,
fully committed? He, to Chris's point, like, Omar can't be so naive. George goes in there and actually is on his best behavior. It's not the heat of battle in a game where he's not getting the ball, and he does a great acting job, and he acts like he's repentant and very, apologetic for the way he acted.
It's not you, it was me. I'm going to be different. First game of the season, 3 targets, 2 catches, 20 yards, no touchdowns. He's caught on the sideline taking a tablet and throwing it like a frisbee.
Yeah, like I can't. Those words are hollow to me.
I don't know how. I think Omar's a smart guy. I don't know how he could take him seriously.
So when Donnie says it's one or the other, you either got to get rid of him or you got to commit to him. Committing to him is completely off the table. He's going to want bare minimum $25 million a year, bare minimum.
Probably closer to 30.
And I can't do that. And I'm not, I got to be honest with you, like, I think he might be in for a rude awakening. I think part of the reason why the Steelers might end up keeping him too is because I think there's a lot of teams out there that do see the talent but are like, man, there is a chance he comes in here and blows it up.
Well, how many draft boards wasn't he on?
Right. So one of the teams that made it to the Super Bowl did not have him on their draft board. There's a chance he blows things up. So why would we give up something substantial if we run the course of this actually having a negative effect on our team? You wouldn't do that.
That'd be a big
problem. You know what's really funny to me, just for a second, just as an aside? Steelers fans, to me, let's not give up a second round pick for Matthew Stafford. Hall of Fame quarterback on a short-term deal. Also Steelers fans to me. I'm not going to trade George Pickens unless I get a first or second round pick. For a wide receiver that's kind of got an iffy attitude about things, who's going into the last year of his contract.
Iffy?
I mean, it's really very close to, I only want to do trades if we get their good players for
Jose
nothing.
Tabata
and I only
Mike
want
Trout,
to trade our players when they take our bad players and we get something.
Man, even when that happened with the Erik Karlsson deal, it didn't really work out. I like the old Trout for Tabata deals. Who says no? Always was a fan of that proposition. Yeah, you're right. I mean, people have like a weird double standard where they don't realize what they're requesting or balking at in one sense, but then have no idea what they're actually.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almacead. Almacead is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almacid. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almacid.com.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.